This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The State Board of Elections is on day four of its hearings into election fraud in North Carolina's 9th Congressional District. In question is whether or not suspected ballot tampering tainted the outcome in which Republican Mark Harris leads Democrat Dan McCready by just more than 900 votes. Harris's son testified yesterday that he did warn his father about the suspicious techniques used by political operative at the center of this investigation, McCrae Dowless. This morning's testimony has been dominated by concerns that Harris's legal team mishandled subpoenas and withheld documents. Rusty Jacobs is following the story and joins us now from the State Bar Building in Raleigh. Hello, Rusty.
Hi, Frank.
Things have been moving quickly this week, but we do need a reminder about what these hearings are all about. Give us the context.
Sure. As you heard, as you said, Mark Harris emerged from the midterm elections in November with a 905-vote lead over Democrat Dan McCready. The Board of Elections, the bipartisan Board of Elections, ultimately did not certify the race because of these concerns over alleged absentee vote tampering in Bladen and Robeson counties by that political operative you mentioned, McCray Dowless.
All right. And tell us more about his role in all of this and what we suspect went on or what is at the center of the investigation.
The testimony yesterday, the compelling testimony from John Harris, Mark Harris's son, really shed a lot of light. I mean, there were concerns going back to the 2016 primaries. At that time, McCray Dowless was hired by now State Senator Todd Johnson. He was the third place finisher in a three-way GOP primary. Robert Pittenger, the incumbent, won that, edged out Mark Harris. But both the first and second place finishers were trounced in Bladen County by this Todd Johnson, who got hundreds of absentee by mail votes to five combined for those two other candidates. And the person who helped Todd Johnson get all those votes was McCray Dowless.
And as you said, McCray Dowless at the center of this, lots of evidence suggesting some pretty sketchy behavior and the way these ballots came to be counted. So Mark Harris had said, well, I didn't know about that. And yesterday's testimony, as you suggest, his son said, yes, you did. I told you. So that was part of it. Mark Harris took the stand this morning. What happened?
He is explaining why he did not heed the warnings of his son. He said that his son at the time, 27 years old, he was a law clerk just out of law school, and he had looked at the data from the 2016 primaries, thought something was fishy, eventually found through the publicly available data that absentee ballots were arriving at the County Board of Elections in batches, suggesting somebody, in fact, Dowless, was collecting them illegally. And Mark Harris just said at the time his son had met Dowless. Mark Harris went down to Bladen County, met Dowless, who was vouched for by none other than ex-judge Marion Warren, who led the state administrative office of the courts. Other dignitaries, businessmen, and party officials from the county all vouched for Dowless. Mark Harris said he just thought that Dowless came highly recommended and could be trusted.
All right. So tell us what the election board is going to have to do now with all of this as the evidence mounts. It's a fairly interesting situation that they find themselves in, right?
They have to decide if there should be new elections or not. And to do that, out of the five members, four, they kind of need a supermajority. There are three Democrats and two Republicans. They need one of the Republicans at least to join the three Democrats to call for new elections. Without that, they may not have certification, but they won't have new elections. By law, it could default to certification for Harris, but the U.S. House of Representatives holds ultimate authority over this, and they could intervene with their own investigation, and they could decide not to seat Mark Harris.
All right, so what are we looking forward to for the remainder of these hearings?
Well, we're looking for more hearings and more testimony, because this morning the board chairman said that this hearing could go into next week. Mark Elias, who's the attorney for Democrat Dan McCready, has asked that more witnesses be added to the list, including Jason Williams, the campaign manager for Mark Harris, who has made statements that the campaign was completely transparent with this process. But today we found out that there were important documents only released yesterday because John Harris made his surprise testimony suggesting that the campaign, in fact, may have been withholding important
documents. Yeah, tell us more about that. That's interesting. John Harris makes reference to emails, and the Democrats are saying, what emails? I thought you gave us everything. And it turns out they didn't get everything, and this is kind of late to be turning in evidence. Tell us more.
Right. And John Harris, at the time, When the controversy arose and when the Board of Elections declined to certify and it became clear there was a problem with alleged absentee vote tampering, John Harris contacted the lawyer retained by his father, Mark Harris, and said, look, I've got these documents, I've got these communications about this very issue. Do I need to worry about them, or are you going to produce them? And he was told by Mark Harris's lawyer that they would be produced. They would be given over to the state as part of the discovery process. They were only given to the state yesterday, just before John Harris took the stand. And you got to remember, John Harris hadn't even told his father he was subpoenaed to testify. He's now an assistant U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of North Carolina, and he felt that he should stop communicating with his father about this issue a while back. He hasn't been in communication, never disclosed that he was subpoenaed. When the Harris team found out, those documents showed up.
Yeah, so that now is going to become another issue in this whole investigation, why those emails and why all those documents had been withheld.
It adds to the general cloud that is developing and hanging over the Harris campaign right now, no doubt.
Rusty Jacobs, WUNC politics reporter, joined us live from the State Elections Board hearings in Raleigh. Rusty, thank you so much.
You are welcome.